Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show, my darlings. I hope you're doing fantastic. It's a brand new week, and as every Monday, I am here to share our weekly intention. This week's intention was 100% inspired by last week's episode of Yoga Girl podcast. I talked at length about my own struggle with social media and my own struggle with screen time and how terrible I've been in the past couple of months around setting boundaries for myself when it comes to how and when and why. The why is a big one. I use my phone. So I want to set an intention this week to do some work in this area because I know this is an area of our lives that's huge. The amount of time that we spend in front of a screen, our phones, our computers, our laptops, TVs, it's a really, really big thing. And I know a lot of us struggle with that. We generally don't feel more amazing the more time we spend with our phone in our face. We generally feel worse and worse the more time we spend doing that. Yet, our devices are extremely addictive and it's a struggle setting real boundaries. So I want to spend some time this week identifying and getting really clear on what actually happens inside when we spend an overwhelming or an unhealthy amount of time on our phones? What happens? How do we feel? How does that change our lives? And when we don't, when we have extended amounts of time without technology in our faces, when we are able to be totally present with real life in our day to day, how does that change how we feel? So really getting a little bit closer to the positives and the negatives around this. And hopefully at the end of the week, I want to define some real clear boundaries for how we can have a healthier relationship with our devices. This, of course, the purpose of this week is to find more presence in our day-to-day, to feel better, to live a life that's actually aligned with who we are on the inside, to make deeper connections in our relationships, to spend more time in awe of the beauty of this world, more dedicated time with our spouses and partners and friends and kids and animals and nature. For me, at least in my life, I know the less time I spend on a device, the better I feel and the more my life improves. So if that's a truth, how come it is so challenging to take those steps? And what are some ways that I can actually support myself in making some changes here? I have a feeling this theme, this intention for the week is a really, really current one in a lot of our lives. And it might be a little bit scary, you know, if you have any kind of feeling like it's impossible for you to stop mindlessly scrolling on Instagram, for instance, which is something I do a lot of from time to time. If it really feels like an addiction, it can be a really daunting thing to even contemplate. How do I change that? And for me, I want to spend this week focusing on the habits that I'm ingrained in today and where they are going to take me a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And when I think about spending an overwhelming amount of time or too much time on my devices, that future doesn't look anything like the life I actually want. So how can I take action and live a life today that aligns with the life I want to have 5 years from now? This week, I will set screen time boundaries for myself to find a deeper sense of presence in my day today. This week, I will set screen time boundaries to find a deeper sense of presence in my day today. basically this week, I'm going to set boundaries for myself. And isn't it funny how those are often the boundaries that are the hardest for us to uphold? It's hard to hold ourselves accountable. And we're really going to dig in and work on that this week. So if you want, you can begin already right now at the end of this episode. Just spend some time contemplating your relationship with your phone. Or maybe for you, it's your relationship with your laptop or your TV or your iPad or something else. And what is it in that relationship that isn't fully working for you right now? I hope this theme aligns with you, and I really hope we get to make a big change in our lives at the end of the week. Have a beautiful rest of this Monday. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.